and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council. The Einstein and the Eddington by Dr. W. H. Williams. The sun was setting on the links, the moon looked down serene. The caddies all had gone to bed, but still there could be seen two players lingering by the trap that guards the 13th green. The Einstein and the Eddington were counting up their score. The Einstein's card showed 98, and Eddington's was more. And both lay bunkered in the trap, and both stood there and swore.
"I hate to see," the Einstein said, "such quantities of sand. Just why they placed a bunker here I cannot understand. If one could smooth this landscape out, I think it would be grand. If seven maids with seven mops would sweep the fairway clean, I'm sure that I could make this hole in less than 17.
"I doubt it," said the Eddington. "Your slice is pretty mean."
Then all the little golf balls came to see what they were at, and some of them were tall and thin, and some were short and fat. A few of them were round and smooth, but most of them were flat.
"The time has come," said Eddington, "to talk of many things, of cubes and clocks and metre sticks, and why a pendulum swings, and how far space is out of plumb, and whether time has wings. I learned at school the apples fall to gravity was due, but now you tell me that the cause is merely G mu nu. I cannot bring myself to think that this is really true. You say that gravitation's force is clearly not a pull, that space is mostly emptiness, while time is nearly full. And though I hate to doubt your word, it sounds like a bit of bull. And space, it has dimensions 4 instead of only 3. The square of the hypotenuse ain't what it used to be. It grieves me sore the things you've done to plain geometry. You hold that time is badly warped, that even light is bent. I think I get the idea there, if this is what you meant. The mail the postman brings today, tomorrow will be sent. If I should go to Timbuktu with twice the speed of light and leave this afternoon at 4, I'd get back home last night."
"You've got it now," the Einstein said. "That is precisely right.
But if the planet Mercury, in going round the sun, never returns to where it was until its course is run, the things we started out to do were better not begun. And if before the past is through, the future intervenes, then what's the use of anything, of cabbages or queens? Pray tell me, what's the bally use of presidents and deans?"
"The shortest line," Einstein replied, "is not the one that's straight. It curves around upon itself, much like a figure 8. And if you go too rapidly, you will arrive too late. But Easter Day is Christmas time, and far away is near. And 2 and 2 is more than 4, and over there is here."
"You may be right," said Eddington. "It seems a trifle queer. But thank you very, very much for troubling to explain. I hope you will forgive my tears. My head begins to pain. I feel the symptoms coming on of softening of the brain."
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council office or go to www.britishcouncil.org. Bye for now.